Om Shanti. Good morning, all of you. A very, very warm welcome for Atan Prakash Bhai and Jiv Bhai from Shanti Fun. Very wonderful to have you both with us. Atan Bhai is more than 50 years a true yogi. He is based in the Toli kitchen in Shanti Fun, and he does a lot of experimentation with yoga cooking. And in his college time, he was a gold medalist. He has visited so many foreign countries and has inspired so much souls to have intense yoga, the fire of yoga. So today we will enjoy how he's making our soul consciousness deeper. And together with him, Jeff Bai, he is also from Shanti Fun in the Cotlywood Studios. He's making animations for Baba. And he's basically originally from Australia. And Jeff Bai also has a lot of love for yoga, has done a lot of experimentation, very intense on the subtle world. So they both will take on us further on our journey from Om to Om Shanti. They will give us reflection, fun, and experimentation. So enjoy it.
So Om Shanti. So I'm Jeff from Australia originally. So I spend most of my time in Shantivan now doing service. And this topic from deepening soul consciousness is something I've been sort of experimenting with for 32 years. And even whilst working in Australia, at every opportunity, I liked to experiment with different things. Even whilst just walking down the street, you know, in a big city like in Sydney. I used to live and work in Sydney. So for me, this topic has been going on personally since I came into Gyan. And I was very, very lucky that in the first 2 years of my Brahman life, Baba gave me wonderful, wonderful experiences. He was really sustaining me. And I think because, I'm not entirely sure why, but I think because when I did the course, the first lesson I had a vision. I had a vision of Soul World. And it was very, very powerful. So you have to forgive my voice. I have the flu. And then after that, of course, I recognized the cycle. And then, of course, the very next day, I started coming to Murali and doing Amrit Vela, and I haven't stopped for 32 years. So what Baba does, I guess, is if you put your heart, what they call heart and soul, if you put your heart, your mind, everything into the study that Baba gives, he gives very, very good experiences and rewards. And I think that if we do it constantly and steadily over a long period of time, he constantly gives sustenance and a lot of experiences. And in those first 2 years, I mean, I was very, very intense in yoga. I mean, we used to sit in buttis for 3 hours, like every week, you know. So it was very, very good yogi time. This was the 80s, you know, the mid to late 80s. And so during those times, I had many, many experiences and many visions, actually. And but after 2 years, because, you know, you get this honeymoon period with Baba. You know, when you come to Baba, Baba just gives you so much love and sustenance, and he carries you along, you know. But then, of course, when we start using the knowledge and churning the knowledge, you know, and start actually thinking about the knowledge and start to imbibe it, that's of course when Baba slowly lets us down a little bit and gets us on our own 2 feet. And I know from many meetings with Baba, with the Australians, it's always been his blessings to Australia that we had to stand on our own 2 feet because we had no senior sister, no daddy or anything there to sustain us. So it was always his blessing to Australia, and in a way that actually made me stronger in the intellect, because I had to work through many, many things, death of parents, you know, both parents and things like that, many, many sort of like circumstances. But because of working through those with knowledge and yoga, I mean, the experiences were absolutely fantastic for me, you know. And I think Baba gives this on a very, very deep level and on a very subtle level with the efforts that we make. And they have to be, I think the efforts have to be constant. It's not intense and then slack, intense and then slack. And I think for me, it's been a, I knew it was going to be a long path and a long journey, not just a, like a flash in the pan, as they say. So I rushed into it, of course, in the first year or two, but then I paced myself and I started experimenting more using the intellect and using Baba's knowledge. And I absolutely love them early. I'm the knowledge. I read them early, and I actually save notes, messages, quotes, things like that, because there are some things that Baba says in the Merrily that have... Okay. Sorry, my voice is not... Is that okay? So for me, using the knowledge, gaining experience, especially in the outside world, but practicing in the outside world at every opportunity. And still now, after so many years, I like to practice just soul consciousness, the basic foundation. I mean, we know the first lesson is about the soul, but soul consciousness is the final destination, you know, so to practice that. Even when, like, sitting, I know in Australia or here, if I'm usually sitting up the back of the class, I just sort of go into soul consciousness, remember Baba, but then sort of like see everyone, you know, see everyone's souls, and you can actually get the experience of where any person is at, any soul, what their mental state or their mind or their emotional state is like in that soul consciousness. But I used to just sit and practice. I used to walk down the street and practice, even at work, practice, you know, and just try keep a check. And this is why, I mean, Baba, I remember many years ago, Avi Akbab Dada, he was talking about traffic control, and he actually said to do it every 10 minutes, you know, but of course, he says things like that to try and emphasize a point that do it regularly, you know. So for me, doing it outside, especially at work, I mean, my whole job was revolved around computers. So I would take a break for half an hour, 5 minutes, and just sort of practice, basically. Because when you've got your head inside of a computer, that's where your intellect is focused. And, I mean, it's part of the practice as well, that we come down, we do what we have to do in the physical world, then we take ourselves up above, you know, be with Baba, get that sustenance to keep going and do what we do. Otherwise, by the end of the day, I mean, you can become very, very tired. And this is not just a physical tiredness. This is a mental and a spiritual tiredness, you know. So that's why it's actually very important to keep it, to keep that sustenance with you and that effort during the day, just to practice, you know, going into that soul consciousness and just remembering Baba. I mean, the two most things he says in the Merrily is consider yourself a soul and remember Baba, you know. And they really are like the first two and the last two lessons, you know. So that's my sort of brief example and experience. So I'll hand it over to Atom Bhai to give his enormous depth of, you know, experience after more than 50 years, so...
35 years, yeah?
32,
1985. 32. Yes, Om Shanti. Jay Bhai is quite senior brother, and in Australia, very good instruments are there, brothers and sisters, both. They are playing very good role. It's a Baba's instrument. And Jay Bhai is one of the best instrument, Baba's instrument. Yes, deepening soul conscious stage in our Brahmin life. why we are here, why we came to Baba. We came to Baba for improving our spiritual power, spirituality in our life. And we are getting sustenance from Baba 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. As much we are becoming the older and older in this Brahmin life, that much our spiritual power must increase and increase and increase and increase. What mean by spiritual power? Spirituality, the word spirituality contains spirit in itself. It means until we are not experiencing ourselves as a spirit, ourselves as a soul, spirituality will not be in our life. How do I know my spiritual power is increasing or not? As much I am considering myself as a soul, looking at others also as a soul, behaving also with the soul consciousness, and simultaneously remembering Baba also. These things are related with the spiritual powers. If we are considering ourselves, I am a male and a female and this and that, and we are having interaction, it means I am not having that much spiritual power. As much as possible, we must keep on considering ourselves as a soul, as a spirit, others also as a soul, as a spirit. We are all here. The gathering, this is the gathering of living stars, not brothers and sisters. As there is a gathering in the sky, then stars are there. In the same way, this is the gathering of living star, beautiful star, wonderful star. On every forehead, the shining star is shining. Whenever Baba is coming in Diamond Hall and meeting with us, at that time Baba is not saying the gathering of brothers and sisters. This is the gathering of special star, elevated souls, great souls, charitable souls. Baba's vision is an incorporeal vision, not corporeal, incorporeal vision. Why Baba is having incorporeal vision? Because he is having the awareness all the time, I am an incorporeal soul, I am a supreme soul. Incorporeal soul. And these are all the souls. My understanding, soul consciousness is the first lesson and last lesson. Soul. You have good shoes with you in your leg? Get a van? If the soul is not good, you cannot walk. If the soul of that shoe will not be good, you cannot walk properly. In the same way, soul consciousness is the soul of our Brahmin life. If the soul is good, we can walk properly, we can earn properly, we can speed up properly, we can progress properly. If the soul is not good, we cannot walk properly in this Brahmin life, spiritual life. That is why one must realize the importance of practicing soul conscious state. Second aspect, what is really the method, perfect method of considering experiencing soul conscious state. And third aspect, what are the benefits I am experiencing in my life, Brahmin life, while considering soul conscious state. If you split this aspect in three aspects, then you can work properly, we can progress properly also. As brother said that, always Baba used to say inwardly, "Oh my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul." This is a half sentence. Then, next half, then remember me. Until we are not working particularly on this half sentence, we cannot move forward. We cannot remember Baba. If we want to remember, we cannot remember. Until we are not working on this area, on this first lesson. That is why one must work, practice intensive soul conscious state. Why Baba is repeating again and again since 80 years in every Murli? Not a single Murli there that Baba had not given the attention, puller attention on this first lesson. Not a single Murli. Why? He is a supreme teacher. He is a perfect teacher. We must realize this is the most important aspect in our Brahmin life. And I have to really work sincerely and honestly on this lesson. As much easy, constant and natural experience of soul conscious state, as much easy, natural and constant experience of soul conscious state, that much easy, natural and constant Baba's remembrance would be there. This is the homework of 84 birth. There is a deeply rooted samskaras of body consciousness in the soul of 63 birth. Deeply rooted samskaras of body consciousness in the soul. We have to remove that. And we have to practice soul consciousness so that in future for 21 birth there would be natural soul conscious state. It means this is the homework of 84 birth. Huge work we have to do for this. Understand? Until you are not getting grip, command, authority on this first lesson, soul conscious state, you cannot progress in this Brahmin life. What do you think? Is that really important or not? Yes, brother? Very important. How much important? Most important. Most important. Jay bhai? That is the most important lesson in our Brahmin life. One must realize.
Foundation.
Foundation.
We came to Baba for building a very beautiful building of our own character of 21 floors. Of 21 birth. We came to Baba for building a beautiful building of our character of 21 floors. And the foundation of that building is a soul conscious space. If foundation is will not be powerful, will not be strong, will not be concrete, this building can collapse anytime. And when we are working on this foundation and our attention is wandering here and there, Maya put the bomb of doubt in that foundation. Sanshay ka bomb rakh deti. Maya put the bomb of doubt in that foundation, and when that bomb blasts, building collapse in a second. Maya's task is to create the doubt in our mind, and Baba's task is to increase the faith. Both are busy in their task. Maya's task, always creating doubt. Baba's task, always creating faith in children. And we are in the middle, like a sandwich. Baba select me, I don't know why he select me, I don't have any particular special qualities, by mistake he select me, I am not a worthy soul, I don't know why he select me, which quality he has seen me in me. Such type of the doubts are always coming in our mind. And that doubts are not allowing us to experience deep soul conscious stage. What is the method of experiencing soul conscious stage? If you really would like to experience soul conscious stage, first of all you have to visualize your true form. How really am I? We are visualizing our physical body in a mirror with these eyes, physical eyes. If we really would like to visualize soul in the mirror of knowledge, which is the eye of a soul, with the eye of a soul only we can visualize soul in the mirror of knowledge. Which is that eye? Realization. Which is that eye? Sorry? Intellect, okay. Yes? Anything? Which is the eye of a soul? Yes, please? Thoughts. Mind, you mean? Mind, okay. Yes? Thoughts.
Heart.
Acha, heart. Okay. Thank you. Yes? Third eye. Realization, experience, experiment. These are the steps, you mean, Very good. But how can we realize? I want to realize myself as a soul. But how can I realize? First of all, I have to visualize myself as a point of light. There we should be light. We must be light. Peaceful and light. Can I ask you two questions, Gita Ben? Have you seen Dadi Janaki ji? Have you seen her? Now you can see her also, you can visualize her also now, her image. You are looking at me. Even though you are visualizing her. Okay? Can you tell me something about her? How is really she? According to your experience, I want to know. Help her, please. Huh? Yeah, but how? What quality you have experience in her? Yes. You know, she is always having connection with Baba. Okay, next. She is very happy always. Okay. Huh? Beautiful childlike nature. Powerful. Full soul consciousness. Huh? Detached. How is Dr. Nirmala? Have you seen her? How is she? Very calm. Straight. Okay. What else? Okay, now I would like to give you the experience of the eye. I asked question to this sister, have you seen Janaki Dadi ji? Right after that, the image of Dadi was in front of her. That was the eye of intellect. That was the visualization. That was the eye of intellect. And second question I asked, how is Dadiji? Oh, she's so sweet, so nice, so detached. Sister was thinking and thinking and was telling me. She was thinking and thinking and telling. And then I asked, how is Dadi Nirmalaji? She jumped from Dadi to jump. Dadi Nirmalaji. Eyes focused towards the Didi. And then she start experiencing. Oh, she's so sweet, she's detached, she's very straight and this and that. The visualization power of a soul is intellect, and thinking power of a soul is a mind. If you analyze this power, if you feel this difference in these two power, soul conscious experience, God conscious experience would be very easy. Most of the people are having confusion in this aspect, and that is why they feel hard. Understand? Visualization power of a soul is called the eye of an intellect. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. Intellect has 3-4 functions. Intellect is the decision power. Function of intellect is decision power. Second, visualization power. Third is memory power. Intellect. The function of intellect is memory power. Intellect is playing the role of heart of a soul. Whenever we are explaining heart, our hand is going here. Heart, this is my, this is not heart. This is a part of body. Heart of a soul is intellect. The power which is expressing love is called the heart. And intellect is expressing the love. That is why the function of intellect is a heart also. Understand? I, visualization power, decision power, judgment power, and third one is memory power, and fourth one is heart of a soul is intellect. Now, what is the method of experiencing soul conscious stage? Focus the eye of your intellect in the center of your forehead.
who really am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize clearly, very deeply. This is the point of light. This is my true existence as a shining star, twinkling star. But what type of the light am I? I am a peaceful soul, spreading the waves of peace and experiencing depth of peace. There are two factors. In this practice, there are two factors. One factor, percentage of visualization must increase, and second factor, the time of being in that stage must increase. Deepening of soul consciousness means the percentage of visualization must increase and time of being in that consciousness must increase. As much the percentage of visualization and time of being in that is increasing, that much the depth of soul consciousness is increasing. 100% visualization of soul consciousness, that is called full soul conscious. Not only soul conscious, full soul conscious stage. Perfect soul conscious stage. And constantly being in that stage, that is called karmati stage. Constantly, 24 hours, always. Having in that true consciousness, being in that true consciousness, that is the royal soul consciousness, right consciousness, that is the sign of karmatit stage. It means you are very close to your perfect stage. When Brahma Baba's karmatit stage was there, and in those days somebody was going to meet Baba, at that time they were experiencing Baba is deeply lost in that soul consciousness. And they were experiencing, they were flowing in the flow of peace. They were flowing in the flow of purity. All the qualities of the souls they were experiencing. Soul has 7 qualities, original qualities. The divine virtues, this is the decoration of the soul. But original qualities are the 7 qualities. Peace, purity, power, love, bliss, happiness, and light. These are the 7 original qualities of the soul. One, we must experience one after another, as much we are experiencing the aura of the soul is becoming larger and larger and larger. Dev bhai? What do you think?
Yes.
This is right?
Yes, of course.
Can you speak something about this?
Well, with soul consciousness, I mean, to practice, to absolutely have that soul conscious stage obviously takes a lot of practice. And to get it to stay with you during the day also takes different sorts of practice, because as long as our thoughts are above the mundane or the wasteful, you know, if we're having thoughts about others, I mean, Baba said this morning, you know, others' bodies, forget all the bodies, you know, because like, I don't know your name, sorry, but you know, you can imagine someone in front of you, but you imagine their image first, of course their face, which is their image, you know. But then to take it one step further is to, the image is there, but with the soul. So then you stop identifying with that face and go into the identification of the soul, and then you'll see the true nature, not just the nature that you see from day to day, but you'll also see, you know, something deeper. So, I mean, when we practice soul consciousness, of course, the foundation of it is taking our thoughts above the everyday mundane. You know, it's what Baba says. That's why he talks about sort of like, you know, churning the ocean of knowledge, but just thinking about the knowledge, because you've already made your thoughts one step above Kaliyug, you know, above the average mundane and wasteful thoughts. Then, of course, it's to take it higher again, you know, and keep practicing taking your thoughts higher until you reach, you know, the soul world. And of course, as Baba says, the last stage, that seed-like stage, you know, that absolute soul consciousness is the last stage, but you can experience that even while doing anything, like even just sitting here listening, you know, I was going from subtle regions to soul world, back again, then listening, you know, and then sort of jumping around, then remembering Baba, then standing beside Baba, you know. And then while Atambai was talking, some of the things he was saying, I was applying to the experiences that Brahma Baba had, you know, at when he started to become very avyakt, you know, just before 69, you know, because like Atam was saying, when everyone used to meet him, you know, he would be in that state. And I remember, I think avyakt popped out in very early days, that Brahma Baba liked being in that silent soul world stage, basically the seed, like the soul conscious seed stage, you know, that very silence, and he would practice that almost constantly before he left the body, you know, before he went to the subtler regions. So for us as well, I mean, it's practicing that, and it's, we have our fixed times for yoga, Amrit Vela, before class. Evening meditation is also very important. I mean, I remember Avyakt Murali, some years back, Baba said that evening meditation is only second to Amrit Vela, you know, because it's very, very important at the end of the day. And but outside of that as well is to practice, I mean, taking Baba's knowledge and using it and experimenting with it, you know, experimenting with soul consciousness, experimenting with the three worlds as well, which is also soul consciousness, because you cannot travel outside of this world unless you become soul conscious. So, I mean, to think about the subtler regions, to think about soul world, of course, Baba is always up above. So, of course, when we start thinking about Baba, automatically our intellect goes up, you know. So automatically we are above this world, so we're lifting our thoughts onto a higher level. So this practice we have to do during the day, you know, and in even at odd times, on trains, if you're traveling or anything like that, you know, just sitting in a car, you know, most of the time, you know, when I'm in Australia, I live at the retreat centre in Melbourne, the Baxter Retreat Centre, and we do, when guests are coming, we do a lot of airport runs, you know, so it's an hour to the airport and an hour back. So, but most of that time, if I'm driving, you know, I just like to remain in silence, you know. I don't know how uncomfortable others feel with silence. If they're Brahmins, they might feel very comfortable with it. But for me, I'm very, very, very comfortable with silence. You know, I've never had a strong voice. I mean, I have a throat defect, so I cannot talk for very long. Not more than an hour before my voice actually dies, you know. So for me, silence was the key to experiencing everything that Baba, you know, I got from Baba. So, I mean, that practice you have to do constantly throughout the day, and even just sitting quietly under a tree, you know, you go into silence, and you know, you can get experiences, because if you experiment, Baba will give the absolute return. Like he says, you take one step towards him, he takes 10 steps towards you. You know, he gives 10-fold return, 100-fold return. You know, but it's the experimentation with the intellect that we have to sort of like, we have to practice, you know. And it makes it fun, experimentation, you know. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes we feel bored. Point of light. How long I can experience point of light? Huh? Is that right? Sometimes you feel bored? Yes or no? Yes. Why?
we are doing one mistake. Who am I? I am a point of light. But how am I? This is another aspect. I am a very special soul. Most fortunate soul in this world, selected by God. In other words, you could say self and respect. If these two things would be together, then you will not feel bored. You never feel bored. This is the experience. We are just considering ourselves only self, no respect. But these two things must be together. I am not only a soul, but I am a elevated soul, charitable soul. Out of millions and millions souls, God select me. I am not only a soul, but I am a very special soul. That is why Baba used to say, always keep on sitting the throne of self-respect. I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul. Sit on the throne. Throne is a world benefactor. I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul. Then automatically you start enjoying the soul consciousness. Thoughts will be different, words would be different, actions would be different, face would be different. Spirituality, you can experience spirituality in your life automatically. This is a secret. We must keep on maintaining self-respect. We should practice soul conscious stage with the point of self-respect. Then you can experience super sensitive joy. While experiencing soul conscious stage, only you can experience super sensitive joy. And when you will get connection with Baba, the ocean of love, ocean of bliss, ocean of happiness, then you can get extraordinary experiences. Understand? Baba used to have always intoxication. I am the first number soul in this world. I am going to become a Narayan. I, the soul, is going to become a Krishna. From the day first, Baba was always having that intoxication. Understand? This is a secret. Can we experience now? Can we experiment? Experiment? Would you like to do the experiment? Jeff bhai?
Yeah.
3 minutes experiment?
Absolutely.
Can you just stand on your place and give drishti to each other? Two. In between two. Like a couple. Stand. Not sitting, standing. Because after having good breakfast, you can become drowsy, little drowsy. So let's play soft music, bajana. Om Shanti. I, the soul, point of light, owner of this bodily house. Body is just my house. I, the soul point of light, is the owner of this house. Sitting near the windows of eyes. Sitting in the center of my forehead, near the windows of my eyes. Body just instrument, body just vehicle. But who am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a twinkling star, living star, wonderful star, radiant star, radiating divine light all around me, experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding my head. I can visualize the true form of the person who is standing in front of me. My vision is becoming divine, more and more divine. Instead of ordinary form, bodily form, I can visualize divine form. We both, the souls, are incorporeal. We both, the souls, are children of incorporeal Shiv Baba, Father Shiv Baba. We both, the souls, are giving sweet drishti with each other, sharing pure feeling and good wishes. As the Shiv Baba's vision is bodiless and voiceless, like that my vision is also becoming bodiless and voiceless. As there are stars in the sky, as there is a gathering of stars in the sky, like that here is a gathering of living stars in this hall. Son of knowledge, Shiv Baba, is watching this gathering, observing this gathering, beautiful gathering, and showering this gathering with the shower of love. I am a most fortunate soul in this world. Out of billions and millions souls, God select me. He observes special quality in me. He wants to use that special quality in the task, elevated task of the transformation of this whole world into new world,
into heaven. How fortunate am I? How lucky am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, divine form, bodiless form, sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. The light of 8 powers is radiating from me, star. I am a superstar. My father is a supreme star. I am the hero actor in this unlimited drama. Not only actor, but hero actor. I have direct connection with the director of this drama. Every day I am receiving direction from the director, Shubhava. My life is becoming more and more elevated. How beautiful experience is this? This body is perishable, but I, the soul, is an imperishable soul. I can visualize very clearly my true form in the center of my forehead. We both, the soul, brothers, are giving wonderful drishti to each other. My divine power, my spiritual power is increasing gradually and gradually. I, the soul, is receiving Sakha straight from Shubhava, son of knowledge from soul world, over me. And the flow of that Sakha is flowing through my eyes towards the person, the one who is standing in front of me. In this world, my existence, true existence, is as a point of light only. I am not a brother or sister. I am just a tiny and shining point of light. I, the soul, is a flawless diamond, radiating the light of powers all around me. My vision becomes incorporeal vision, divine vision. I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul. My father is a world benefactor. I, the soul, is a master world benefactor soul. I can experience the intoxication, spiritual intoxication on my face. Souls in this world, because almighty authority
select me as His right hand, as His instrument.